Hey friends, welcome to the Choose Happy podcast. I'm your host, Nazi Javid, and it is Friday, December 31st. What? We made it through another crazy year of 2021. So why is this episode called Don't Chase Your Dreams? Let me tell you. I don't really mean don't chase your dreams, okay? Of course you should chase your dreams. What I mean is you should chase them in a different way. And I was thinking about this as I was driving through town and just thinking about all the things I'm grateful for this year, because I did a post on social media and I asked everybody to share not what their resolutions are moving forward, but what they're grateful for in the moment, because this moment is all we have. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's not here yet. We got to focus on right now. And if we make changes right now, then the future gets better automatically and we don't have to make resolutions, right? So I was thinking about how blessed I am and going over my list in my head, because this is the last newscast that I'm going to anchor of the year 2021 tonight at 6 o'clock on ABC 23 in Eureka. And I want to go over a few things in the newscast that I was grateful for this year, lessons that I learned. And I started to think, and one of the things that really has stuck out for me this year is I am so grateful that I've had so many opportunities presented to me, and they didn't just fall in my lap. They were presented to me because I noticed that I did one thing, and this has been a solid throughout my, you know, childhood, younger years, growing up, working as an adult. And that one thing is that I worked hard. I worked so hard. Sweat, tears, I mean, no sleep. I worked hard. And I learned that at a very young age. When I was 12 years old, my dad took me to work at the pizza parlor. And I earned $4.50 an hour bussing tables, you know, and then I worked my way up to cashier, and then I worked my way up to management, and then I was running the show, and then he opened another business, and then I ran the Speedy Oil Change and Tune-Up, and whatever it was that was presented to me, I just worked hard and I naturally moved up. I didn't try to move up. I just learned more, had more experience, and was in a position to do more and be a supervisor and a manager and a teacher because I learned, right? So that was kind of like the theme I learned growing up. My mom, you know, raised us always to just go after our dreams, work very, very hard. My mom, Brenda, did everything in the household so that we could really focus on the career in the future. And so I'm so grateful for that, because I noticed the theme throughout my life that has led me to this moment today is that I've just worked hard and opportunity has come to me. I haven't had to chase it down. Now, I've had to position myself. I've had to signal that I wanted certain things, right? But I didn't have to go beg anybody for it. I just did the work, and then other people came to me begging me for it, right? So when I was working, you know, my first TV job, I applied just to get my foot in the door. I applied. It was called KFTY TV 50, later the Bay Area's TV 50 99. It was in the Bay Area market, based out of Santa Rosa. And I applied just as a sales assistant because I wanted to get my foot in the door and I didn't have any experience. You know, I had a little college reel that I had put together at UC Davis, but I didn't have anything solid for me to be an on-air reporter yet. And so everybody told me, you know, just get your foot in the door and then network and make connections, do the work, and the opportunity will present itself. So I said, okay, I'll try that. I got a job as a sales coordinator, which is a sales assistant position essentially. And I did all the traffic and the paid programming, scheduling, and I sold paid program spots on the news. And then, you know, I worked really hard. You know, I worked past my scheduled hours, you know, for free. I wasn't the kind of employee that was like, oh, you know, this is my schedule and I have to leave at this time because this is like, I worked until the job was done and I did it well. And if it took extra long or if I had to come in early, I just did it because I was trying to prove myself, right? And I enjoyed the work. You know, it was hard. I'm good at sales, but I don't like sales. It's not my thing. So, but I worked hard. And then the opportunity presented itself and the station came to me and they said, hey, we notice that you were working hard and we want to offer you the opportunity to, you're selling these paid programs. Now we want to give you the opportunity to host these paid programs. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I wanted. I remember when I applied, I had sent in my resume tape. And when I say tape, I mean tape. It was a VHS tape, okay, that I made in Washington, D.C. when I was an intern with Tribune Broadcasting. And I mailed that tape. I ordered labels, printed them out, taped them to the VHS tape, and mailed it to different TV stations. And when I had mailed it to the station, and I applied for the sales coordinator job, but I had said, you know, I really want to be on air. I really want to be a reporter, a journalist. And I remember the sales manager telling me, your reel is great. Your resume is strong. You have a great personality. Seems like you have a great work ethic. But please don't tell a sales manager that you want to be in news, right? So he said, please don't tell the GM. I think you're great. I'm going to hire you. This was the general sales manager. But he said, don't tell the GM you want to be in news because then they're going to think you're not serious about sales. I said, okay, you know, I'm going to do whatever I have to do. I'm going to work hard. So I did the sales management job. Then they offered me the job as a host of a paid program. So I still in sales, but it was a chance to do some TV work. And it was a show that they tailored to me called Dining Out with Nazi. So I got to go to different restaurants. In fact, the creative services manager that I work with today was actually my creative services producer back then. And he directed the show and he shot for me and everything. It was so fun. His name's Shane Calvert. Great, great guy. He worked with me. And I remember the first time I did this is one of my most embarrassing moments, guys. The first time I did a show, it was at a little Thai restaurant. And I was dressed up in theme and we were there to do the food tasting and host the show. And I remember getting mic'd up for the first time with my lavalier mic. And I was so nervous. I said, I got to take a minute. And I went to the bathroom and I was like praying out loud to myself. And then I went pee and all of it, you know, picked up on the mic. So I came outside and Shane goes, hey, you know, just your first tip. On air tip, you know, when you're mic'd, you might want to turn your mic off when you step away or go to the bathroom. So I was like, oh, okay, lesson learned, right? Okay, it was funny. Anyways, it's a great story today. So I worked hard at that show and we sold different programs to different restaurants and I went in and we talked about the food and we, you know, explored the restaurant. It was fun, but I was still working in sales. Then they gave me national sales. So I was doing national sales spots and I had great relationships with the local companies that I had been working at to sell spots on the news. And then came the economic downturn and things were not doing well and the company decided to sell. We were Clear Channel Television at the time. They decided to sell it off and it sold off again and sold off again. It's to the point where, you know, the world was in an economic downturn at the time. And so they decided to lay off the entire evening news team. And it was crushing. You know, this was the news that I was selling. And everybody got laid off and it was really hard and it was an emotional experience. But because I had been working so hard, when they decided to bring back morning news, which was always been my end goal, they came to me out of the blue. I remember the news director at the time when he got laid off and the entire news team, he and I were really great friends. He's still today and he works in NBC now in the Bay Area. He said to me, this is going to be awful because I was crying. I was sad. I didn't want them to leave and I felt bad. They were losing their jobs and their career and whatnot. And he said, don't worry, you know, we'll be fine. He said, but it might present an opportunity for you down the road. And I didn't know what he was talking about. But then later when they decided to bring in the morning news, they came to me and they said, hey, you have a really great attitude. You have a great personality. Come be our morning news anchor reporter. I said, what? So that opportunity presented itself to me. I didn't apply for it. It came to me. And that's how I got my foot in the door as an on-air reporter and got some anchoring experience. You know, fast forward down the line, went to law school, did a bunch of other stuff, and decided I still wanted to come into news. And so I took a risk, and that's one thing I learned, you know, this year reflecting back. Taking risks is so important. Doing things that you're afraid of doing. I was in Los Angeles. I was making great money. I was working as a contract consultant. I didn't need to relocate and move and come back into news, which, you know, frankly, initially doesn't pay very well. Does eventually later, but initially doesn't. And so I'd been out of news for a while, and I had to come back to, you know, a smaller market. And I was like, oh, I'm going to a smaller market. I came from the San Francisco market. I'm going to go to Eureka. And I was negative about it at first. And I consulted all my friends and my family, and they were like, are you kidding me? This is your passion. Go for it. Go do it. Like, take the risk. It was very minimal pay. And I was just like, man, I'm going to be taking, you know, a financial hit, and then I'm going to be moving somewhere I don't know. I don't know any people. I've never been to Eureka. I was just, you know, I was scared. But I had Barbie and everybody supported me, and they said, this is you, Nazi. This is you. You got to go do you. And so I took the risk, and thankfully, my news director at the time, Scott Rates, he saw, you know, what I had done in the past, and he gave me a chance and, hired me, which I'm so grateful for. And I came to Eureka, didn't know anybody, and the community welcomed me with open arms. And I became friends with folks, and I became embedded in the community, and people just were so kind to me that this community really grew on me, and I didn't want to leave. And thankfully I didn't, because more opportunities then presented themselves to me. So I came in as a multimedia journalist, right? So that's a one-man band. So you report, you shoot, you write, you edit, everything by yourself. And I worked really hard. I chased down criminals out of court. I went to people's homes, trying to get answers. I was, you know, did accountability journalism on behalf of the public, holding local officials accountable and giving a voice to the voiceless. And I did the work. And thankfully, I work for an amazing company, and they saw that I was doing that work. And so, you know, when the opportunities came along and the anchor was out, they would ask me to fill an anchor. And then they saw that I could do that. And then we had viewers that were writing in, and they were supporting me, and they were saying, hey, we'd like to see her more on air. And so the company gave me another opportunity. And then finally, the position became available. And when it did, I didn't have to apply for it. They came to me about it. Right? Because if you work hard, your dreams will come to you. If you work hard, everything that you desire, you will attract, because you are working hard. You don't have to go chase it down because you're working hard. That work hard, the hard work is what the chase is. That's the chase, is doing the hard work. And so often I see young journalists come in, they just want to be on air. You know, they just want to just immediately be on TV. And they don't realize that there's a lot of work that goes into getting to that point. So I was so blessed, and I was able to get, you know, apply for this anchor role, moved into that position, did that for a short while, and then brought other folks in, were training them. And then the person who hired me moved on, and his position became available. And again, I didn't have to apply for it because I was working hard to fill in when he left for a better opportunity. I then was filling in for that role without, you know, asking for more money or more. I didn't have to ask. My company saw that I was doing the work, and they came to me. And that's the theme that I'm telling you in life. If you just do the work, the opportunities will fall in your lap. You chase them by working hard. So that position became available. And I was fearful. Again, I'm always afraid of change, right? I was fearful. I didn't want to do it. I kept saying no. Greater opportunity, you know, more financial stability, opportunity to grow and learn and lead and teach. And I love those things, but I was scared. What if I do it wrong? What if I make the wrong decision? What if I don't, you know, make a legal mistake and get the company? All these, you know, fears running through my head. And I just had to, God, please take the fear away. You know, remove my fear. That's the character defect for me, is fear, right? It's scary. New things are scary. If you are afraid of new things, you are not alone. And then the position just grew and grew and grew. And, you know, we'll talk about what's coming next down the road later. But I just wanted to come on because that I had that epiphany. And I said, you know what? I want to share this with my friends, that you don't have to go chase your dreams in the way that you think you do. You don't have to go beg people. You can have everything great on paper and go beg people all day long. But if you're not doing the work, if you don't make those relationships with the people around you, the people that you work for and the people that work for you and the people that you work with, if you don't show those people that you're a hard worker, that you're a team player, that you care about other people and you will contribute to the overall product, If you don't show them in your day-to-day life, then you can write it on paper all day. But when that news director calls you for a reference, calls on your references, they're going to know, well, they're not a team player. Well, they're all for themselves, or they're bossy and they don't, you know, they only work from the top down, or they're lazy. They only work from the bottom up. They want everybody else to do it. Networking people talk, right? Especially news is small business. It's big business, but small business. So my advice to you based on my life experience is that please try to redefine what chasing your dreams means. Chase them by working hard, and everything, I promise you, will fall into place in your life the way that God has a plan for you. Happy New Year, my friends. Thank you for being here for this edition of Choose Happy. And I hope that moving forward in 2022, that is exactly what you do. So don't forget to choose happy.